Coffee Tasted Tuesday. It's a show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Oh, the mayhem yesterday. Everything came off without a hitch. It was Eclipse Monday, and I got dragged into it. I didn't realize I had an eclipse addiction. If I hear totality, the word totality, one more time, I think I'm going to snap. Spent the afternoon watching it in different areas, and a lot of people had their eye to the sky yesterday. Brandon University had an amazing turnout for the eclipse yesterday. In case you missed it, a little bit more eclipse cleanup this morning. Oh, the moon and the sun got busy. It's Tasted Tuesday. We got some Co-op Gold plant-based frozen dessert to taste today. Yum. If you have a dairy allergy or some type of adverse reaction to dairy, you might want to stick around for this. We're going to see how good it is. Made with chickpeas, apparently. So we'll check that out this morning. Also, the video of Morgan Wallen tossing his chair off that roof in Nashville. Apparently, he was arrested over the weekend. And this isn't the first time that Morgan Wallen has had a run-in with the law. And if you don't know who Morgan is, he's a big country star. In fact, his latest song crossed over into the pop charts. So he's kind of everywhere. He's a relatively big star. And anyway, we'll show you that. And speaking of Nashville, big news this morning for Manitobans hoping to go to Music City directly out of Winnipeg. That was announced by WestJet yesterday, along with additional daily flights to Montreal and Ottawa. So Nashville is on our radar now for Manitoba. Yeah, and that isn't even my good thing from yesterday. Southwest Airlines is recovering after one of its engines got torn off. Yes, it was a Boeing. It wasn't one of the engines. It was an engine cover. It's like saying the air conditioner fell off the side of the house. No, it was just the cover that fell off. That's all. Also, United Airlines, a bit of a discussion online involving the armrests. And who owns the armrests when you're on a plane? You know what I'm talking about? Because you have to share. What are the rules of the game when it comes to the armrests? We'll take a look at that. And one United Airlines flight attendant is in a bit of hot water over armrests. Also, we've got the most expensive hot dogs in North America, the top 10. Yeah, hot dog season is here. Is there nothing better than hot dogs on the barbecue? I don't think so. Is this why people are paying tens of thousands of dollars to go see the eclipse? Is just to kind of openly wail with each other? Because now, in Niagara Falls, they were crying for a different reason. It was cloudy in the premier spot in Canada to watch the eclipse yesterday. The East Coast got a much better shot of it. But poor Niagara Falls. A lot of people spent a lot of money. There was one American couple who actually got in their car. They totally bit the cost of their hotel rooms and went up into Quebec. As soon as they saw the forecast was cloudy, they like beelined for Quebec. They had them on the news, and I'm like watching them going, must be nice to have that kind of cash that you're just like, yeah, just keep the cash. Keep the $500 a night or $5,000 a night or whatever they had to pay because it was outrageous. But nevertheless, lots of tears, lots of laughter, lots of fun, and we'll take a look at it. We'll take a look at some of the highlights in just a few minutes. The highlights from yesterday's eclipse. But I think in the times that we're living in, it was explained to me best by somebody who says it's often nice to have an experience with your fellow man that embraces the fact that there is something bigger than us. Skydancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Great place to take the family. And, of course, they've got that beautiful new water park. But yesterday, they were teasing their trampoline park that is set to open. They're getting very, very close to yet another major announcement. I would say that we are days, not weeks, away from the trampoline park that is going to be opening at Skydancer Casino. What? You say, yeah, not just a multi-million dollar water park that they've got there. The people from all over the state and all over Manitoba are coming to see, but they've got one of those trampoline parks. You know, they've got like the trampolines throughout this giant room, and then they've got swinging rings and foam balls and boxes, and like kids just go in there, they jump around, and they go crazy. It's going to be opening in the next couple of weeks, and of course, we'll have pictures and video for it, and we'll make sure that you know all about it at Skydancer Casino. Open 7 days a week in 24 hours, Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Go to this website, skydancercasino.com. Also, follow them on their social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Great place to pick up those hot dog buns. If you're going to be toasting your hot dog buns, as so many have been recommending when you do your hot dogs, and there is no better way to have a beautiful, glorious hot dog than with a little bit of bacon in that bun. From Kuiper's Family Bakery, the official hot dog bun of the Tyler Glenn Show. And they do all our hamburger buns, too. A Kuiper's Family Bakery is decades of tradition in Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. And if you're in the area, you do have to stop by Kuiper's and pick up some hamburger buns, some hot dog buns, some delectable treats, cinnamon buns. They've got baked goodies, cookies, tarts, cakes, you name it, they are baking it. People love these sausage rolls. They come in beef and pork, and you can also get pizza buns and a whole lot more. That's a Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And our friends at Auto Fashion, oh, springtime is here, and spring cleaning doesn't just happen in your house. Happens in your car, too. It's time to get ready for summer, and there's no better way than by taking your car for some TLC at Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion will do not just detailing, but fine auto finishing. It will give you back that new car smell. And if you ever get any scratches or dings from everything from the mall, parking lot, to hail damage, you just take it to our friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of you. They're MPI accredited. They take SGI claims too. And you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And a quick reminder that tomorrow will be day one of our new contest with Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. Yes, your opportunity to get your yard all fixed up for spring. All you have to do is, starting tomorrow, like and share our little graphic from Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. And then you have to tell us about the favorite thing about your backyard. After you like and share, what's the favorite thing about your backyard? And what we're going to do is next Friday we'll do a draw, and one lucky Sunseeker will win power raking and aerating for 1 yard in Brandon, valued at $230. Some restrictions apply. If you've got an acreage in Brandon, I don't think that's going to be one of those restrictions, I think. But here is a look at the logo that we're going to feature tomorrow on social media, so be looking for it. Tyler Glenn Show, Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care commercial. Residential, 204-761-8373, jeffsccyardcare.ca, the Backyard SOS Contest. Yeah, he serves the Brandon region. Sorry about that, Pork Chop. Sorry about that, East Coaster, and sorry about that, Molly, and sorry about that, Nicole. You know, getting out to Texas to do your lawn may be problematic as a contest. We are a Brandon-based show, but I do realize we've got listeners and viewers from all over the place. From Ethelbert to New Brunswick, from Waco, Texas to Eastern Wisconsin, we're all over the place. This will unfortunately be a social media contest and a Brandon only contest. I apologize for that, but that is the region that they serve. And just to make it fair, so after Mexico, it wandered on into Texas. Have a look at this.
States of America. I can see it. It's going in and out of the clouds, but there are times when it does pop up and I can see that partial. Look how dark it got right there. Did you see that darkness?
Hearing people's really reaction, watching close. People's reaction is just as entertaining as seeing it.
We got it!
Oh, my God.
We got it! Oh! Oh, my gosh, Lauren, look up!
If you're just tuning in, you're thinking, what kind of show is this?
Oh, my gosh, it's just so amazing.
What kind of show is this?
That was incredible.
And we're into the first part of totality
in five,
here.
Five,
so,
four, three, two,
and then people
one.
Go,
all right. And there we have it. Glasses off. Holy moly.
There it is.
That is so cool.
And we have Venus down to the lower right. And we have a nice large and sort of spiky corona, the rare sun's atmosphere that we never see, the very high temperature part.
It was really cool. You could see the flames coming out of the sun. That was a really cool part for me.
Five, four, three, two, one. It's amazing.
The rock is in
guys,
front of
us. Guys, it's amazing. I just can't even describe to you how amazing it is. Oh, you can see the corona right now. So right now,
there was a couple getting married.
Outer atmosphere in our 4 minutes and 11 seconds of totality is beginning.
The crowd is building. Here we go. Here we go. yes, totality. Oh, look at that. That is so awesome.
Everybody geeking out. Like, they're all, it makes me so curious. I want to be a geek too. I want to geek out too like that. Don't you want to geek out? Come on.
Perfect.
Admit it. You do.
Oh my gosh. It's all there.
It's all there.
And the crowd goes wild. Yes. We did it. We did it.
Well,
and
we really didn't do anything but get on a plane. But anyway.
And our celebratory egg cream cheers to totality.
I just find it terribly entertaining, the reaction.
We are in it right now.
Oh.
Look at that.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Ooh. Holy cow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow, we dropped 6 degrees since before we started going into about halfway through partial. I am blown away.
Oh, and there's the
six,
diamond ring on the
five,
other side.
5, 4, 3, 2. Well, there you go, diamond.
Woo!
Boom! Wow.
Oh. Oh, wow! Wow!
Holy Those flames, though, on the side, because you can never really see the flames from the sun. I have to admit, that's
wow,
pretty cool.
The diamond ring.
That you can actually see the flames from the sun on Earth. I mean, it's just obviously too bright all the time to be able to see that. Seeing it yesterday is really cool. That was cool. But it's funny. People's reactions are...
Wow. Look at that. Okay, take your glasses off. Look at that. Wow. That's the sun and the moon.
It
right
is.
There.
It is.
Oh, this is even cooler than last time. Look at that. Look how dark it is. Okay, we see stars.
Guys, what do you think?
Whoa! Last people.
Yeah, like people are bawling and they're hugging and they're crying and the reaction was almost as good as watching the eclipse itself. Grown men, like, hugging each other, jumping up and down. We did it! Like, they had accomplished some magnificent feat, which really, if you've ever flown into Atlanta, Minneapolis, or Denver, and then gone on to your destination on time, that is a big feat. Other than that, you really just kind of showed up at the right place at the right time. Rather interesting. And memories of 1979, it's funny you should mention that, because I do have video from 1979, Brandon, Manitoba. How about this? Would have been nice to have this yesterday, but better late than never.
And the weather cleared along most of the track to about the center of the continent. Brandon, Manitoba was one of the best places for spectators, and Del Archer was there.
Brandon, Manitoba, otherwise known as the Wheat City, now the eclipse capital of Canada, and it will go into the history books as such. But in the early stages of this eclipse, Brandon went about its business as usual. There were those who knew what was coming and had prepared themselves accordingly.
Well, there's her university.
An indoors vantage spot. But hardier souls, many of them Americans, set up shop in a community center parking lot, determined to experience firsthand every facet of the phenomenon. They would watch on gadgets that ranged from the very sophisticated to homemade, all of which did the job quite nicely. And with the approach of darkness, there was even one man who wanted a verbal record of what he was seeing.
There's just a little tiny sliver of sun left. I think we're approaching the point where we'll have the diamond ring effect.
Oh, the technology.
But no matter how much they had read or what they'd been told, totality caught most of them unprepared for what they were seeing.
Look at the colors over there.
Really, it's great. It's one kind
look
of
at
sunrise.
The colors. Oh!
See, once again, we've got some rather interesting reaction
there. While the amateur astronomers were busy in Brandon, so were scientists 300 miles away. That story from Robert Hurst.
Okay, then they go to Winnipeg. But that's from Brandon. There, that girl, she's like, oh. And you're just like, okay, we're what? Are we seeing the same thing? What are you watching exactly that's making you behave this way? And that was 1979. And yesterday, same thing. You know, you're hearing people's reaction to it and you're like, wait a second. It certainly gets you coming in from another room if you had missed what was going on. If you were, you know, going to grab a snack or going to use the washroom and all of a sudden you're hearing these weird noises coming from your living room television, and you're like, uh-oh, did the dog sit on the remote and pull up the adult video channel? What is happening here? Oh, no, it's people just going completely berserk over the eclipse. Quentin says it was nice seeing Brandon not looking like a dumpster fire. The good old days. They didn't really... Oh, yes. Not as much excitement as yesterday. Well, and, you know, the social media, like I said, it was everybody was an anthropologist, a geologist, a National Geographic explorer, videographer, photographer. It was for all the people leading up to it, the eclipse. Stupid. Oh, until it started in Mazatlan. Till it started up, and then everybody started going crazy. And obviously, when you have totality and the sun is completely covered, it's so much more dramatic. And now I can understand to a certain degree why people paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get into that path, just simply to be openly wailing and bawling and hugging and crying and screaming and going crazy. Is it worth $10,000, $15,000, $20,000? Well, in today's world, there's very few events that can lift you emotionally like that. Maybe the birth of a child. I don't know. It seems weird. I know. I don't make the rules. I'm just calling it as I see it. Oh, Bruce is part of it. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't. Oh, yes, clever. Nothing blocking our sun today. It's Sunrise Credit Union. Bruce is holding up the board for this Spielberg shot. At Sunrise Credit Union, again, cooperative banking, where you're not just a customer, but you're a member. Freedom from fees. Receive $2,000 when you transfer over an existing mortgage or when you're approved for a new mortgage. Some conditions apply. See one of Sunrise Credit Union's 19 branches for all the details, or simply visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, today we are trying a frozen treat that is dairy-free. It's made with chickpeas. Plant-based frozen dessert. We're going to try salted chocolate caramel and I believe a strawberry version of this. Oh, I can't wait. That's coming up next hour. And again, it is Western Canadian made with chickpeas. It's Tasted Tuesday, a feature that we do every week here on the show where we taste something new, a new product from Co-ops of Westman. So I look forward to trying that out. And, you know, we've done good with the chickpeas. We have the dill pickle hummus, who I'm next to that shrimp boil. The dill pickle hummus from Co-op Gold is insanely good. Oh, wow. You got to get some of that stuff. Co-ops of Westman has lots of really cool new foods to try. Discover Co-op again for the first time. Would you go into Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone, and Hamiota, and look for the Co-op Gold label. It is a premium store brand from Co-op, and they are proud to be introducing all kinds of new products all the time for you to try out for yourself. Today and tomorrow only. Sign up for exclusive deals. You can take up to 3 years to pay with 0% interest, 36 equal monthly payments, and some incredible pricing on everything from patio furniture to furniture for your living room, appliances, electronics, and more. But again, it is for a limited time today and tomorrow only, and you don't even have to go into the store. So if you'd rather be outside enjoying that sunshine today and do a little shopping online, you can do that too. Simply visit leons.ca. Or if you feel like going for a walk inside their beautiful showroom, check them out at 3635 Victoria Avenue in the West End of Brandon. Had there not been cops standing on the street, I don't think that this would have been as big a deal as it was. Sixth floor, rooftop bar called the Broadway Bar, owned by Eric Church. It happened on Sunday night, 10:45 p.m. He was arrested on felony charges after throwing the chair from the sixth floor rooftop lounge. The seat landed just 3 feet away from a police officer on the ground. The Wasted on You singer was booked into Davidson County Jail just after 12:30 a.m. on Monday. 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. Now, here's what I think happened is that the chair went off of the roof and onto the ground. Police went, what the hell is this? We are going to go up and we are going to arrest somebody. We are going to charge somebody with this crime. He'd had a few to drink. He's smiling in his mugshot. There he is. Southwest Airlines passengers have a hair-raising experience as the cover comes off of their flight. Was it a Boeing aircraft? I don't know. I would think that Boeing aircrafts are well-built, well-put together. There is nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. Holy cow. Yeah, if you're looking out your window on your plane and you're seeing that, you're thinking, something is just not right here. Oh, and then what's this little thing that's flapping now? Well, that's another part of the cover. Oof, this is not good, Tim. This is not good. This looks like someone lost their shirt. Oh, my. It's just the engine cover. It's like your air conditioning cover. It's not like you've lost the air conditioner. You just lost the cover. If your air conditioner was responsible for keeping you alive at 30,000 feet. Which it's not. And so, anyway, all's well that ends well. They made, they got up into the air and the thing came off. And then they went back to Denver. And all's well that ends well. But this is what it looked like mid-flight. The CEO of Boeing quit. He took off for the door. What was that, last week, 2 weeks ago? I'm out of here. See you guys. I can't deal with this anymore. Too many questions. So we move from Southwest Airlines to United Airlines, and a flight attendant threatening passengers over armrests. Whose space is this anyway? A United passenger reports that on a recent flight, a flight attendant announced rules for using the armrests, and the flight attendant actually got it wrong. In economy on a domestic, there are generally three seats on each side of the plane. This is how I didn't know this, so I'm learning as I'm sharing this with you. The passenger at the window gets the armrest next to the window. The passenger at the aisle gets the armrest next to the aisle. And the passenger in the middle gets two armrests. It's going to be interesting next time you fly and you've got this knowledge, someone decides to use your armrest. The question is, do you stand up and drop kick them in the throat? I don't know, Tim. Did you know these rules for sitting on it? I did not know. And I kind of like it because I think that the person that's sitting in the middle of the seats, as a large person myself, 6'4" and 400 pounds. And if I'm sitting in the middle, this way I can put the armrests up. I don't need them, so I'm not like already more cramped than I am. So passengers were threatened that deviations from the armrest rules on this particular flight would not be tolerated. Oh, someone's taking their job a little too seriously. Flight attendant made an announcement right after boarding to clarify who gets to use which armrest. To my surprise, he was very empathetic that no person gets to. He explained every person is supposed to use the armrest on their right and the left for the other side. And keep the armrest on the aisle clear for carts and people walking on the plane. I have had some airline stewardesses do that to me. Can you keep this up, please? We need the room. I'm like, you need the room? I am 6'4" and 400 pounds. You need the room? Ultimately, there are no published rules to use the armrests. Airlines install them to be used. The courteous thing is for the middle seat passenger to get to. However, this is ultimately left to the passengers to sort through. Oh, the armrest dilemma. I don't think those seats should go back. What say you? It kind of pisses me off when somebody on a flight decides to put their seat back and they're in front of me. I'm like, excuse me, do you know how small these airplanes are? I could see it if it reclined, like if these seats actually went all the way back, because then what I would do is it'd be like dominoes. The person in front of me, their seat would go down, and then I'd put mine down, and then probably the person behind me would put theirs down, and be dominoes all the way. And we'd all be like, okay, well, I get this, because we can actually put our seats back. Cheryl says, I agree. No reclining, please. Ruby says, I at least turn around and ask if it's okay. Oh, I've sat with a Ruby. If Ruby turns around and says, excuse me, can I put my seat back? First off, I say, hey, But of course, be my guest. Be my guest. Be my guest. Put your seat back and have a rest. Be my guest because you sell Ukrainian meatloaf. It has a bit of a sherbet feel. Very flavorful and fruity. Fruity and chocolatey. And if you gave this to somebody, could you fool them into thinking it was ice cream? It might not work. It does have kind of a sherbet feel to it. Good taste, though. The fruit in this is really good. Much lower in fat than regular ice cream. It's only got 4 grams of fat. And it does have 1 gram of carbs in it. It does have a fair amount of sugar, 20 grams of sugar. But it's good. And if you can't have dairy, this is a nice substitute. Because what would you, do you have friends that have a dairy allergy? Like, what would they eat for ice cream other than sherbet? Because yogurt would be off limits too if you had a milk allergy. That's good. It's hard to believe it's made with chickpeas. There is no chickpea taste in this. Trust me, not in this one. It tastes tastes a little. If I had to describe it, it would be like ice cream and sherbet had a baby, and because it does not taste like sherbet, but it does have that sherbet taste to it. Let's try the salted caramel now. Salted caramel. This also made with chickpeas. This one tastes more like ice cream. Okay, so if you're gonna get one. And you're going for the ice cream taste. Okay, this one really, you could fool somebody with this one. However, not as sweet. That would be the only difference, that it's creamy. If you have somebody that's got a milk allergy, doesn't drink milk for whatever reason, this is not bad at all. For whatever reason, you want to have something plant-based. These are made with chickpeas. Again, raspberry truffle. It tastes like sherbet and ice cream had a baby. And this one, you could fool your friends. If you buy this one, the salted caramel with chocolate chunks, you could fool them into thinking that it is ice cream. Co-op Gold, thank you so much. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Thank you for being sponsors. And again, please share that information with someone you know, someone you love. Again, if they're lactose intolerant, prefer to not eat milk products, this is an excellent alternative for them. The 10 most expensive hot dogs. Great. This is going to make us hungry. Who would spend $15 U.S. on a hot dog? That is a lot of cash. That is a lot of cash. This is the $15 Eastie Dog at the Quiet Few in Boston. And this one has crispy onions on it, delivered in a torpedo roll. It looks okay. $15? I don't know. Next up is the $17.50 hot dog at Charlie's Sports Bar in Las Vegas. This is at the Wynn. Build your own $18 Chicago-style beef hot dog. It literally is a build-your-own. I mean, come on. Costco's hot dog is better. Seriously. $18 for a hot dog? That is crazy. $18 hot dog at Bar Pendry in Chicago. That's an interesting way to have a hot dog. Holy cow, you guys. If you ever run out of hot dog buns and you've got a loaf of bread in the freezer, look at that's a cool way to have a hot dog. That's what I'm taking away from this. But then, I'm sorry, I'm not paying $18 U.S. That works out to about $24 Canadian. Holy shnikes. Molly says, what's that thing called? I'm sorry, Molly, what are you asking about?
Is it the ice cream?
Or is it the hot dog? I'm sorry. I can let you know. That's crazy. I'm not paying $18. Okay, this one. I'd pay $18 for this one. This looks cool. Also in a loaf of bread. That's a big one. This is in Hermosillo, Mexico, the $18 Kobe dog. But in Mexico, it's $4. This Kobe dog in Phoenix, Arizona is $18 and consists of a Wagyu beef hot dog wrapped in applewood smoked bacon and tucked into a brioche bun, topped with red onions, green chili pintos. I would try this one. I think this one at least looks like it's worth $18. Molly says the ice cream, well, it's plant-based. It's made with chickpeas. So I don't know if there is a name for it because you can't call it ice cream because there's no cream in it. I don't know. And you can't call it sherbet. Oh, it's only available in Canada? Oh, Well, that doesn't happen very often. Anyway, Molly, put it on your radar. You're looking for an ice cream product made with chickpeas. I'm sure you could get it in the States. She's just going to have to hunt around for it because they have chickpeas down there. I'm sure someone's got to be making it. $20 cat's dog at Kings of Kobe, New York City. Okay, so that's not just a hot dog. This has got some corned beef on it. Still, $20 for a hot dog? I don't know. Oh, this looks all right. $22. New York City at Serendipity. It's a $22 hot dog, but it comes with fries, and it's a foot long, and it's a chili cheese foot long, covered in cheese sauce, cheddar jack cheese, Tex-Mex chili, and onion. $22. That's going to be $26 Canadian. Jeez. $26. Do you know how many packs of hot dogs I could buy? Okay, this is a $25 hot dog at Bar Cuckoo, Los Angeles. You got to maybe be cuckoo to pay $25 for a hot dog. This is the country's fourth most expensive hot dog. Los Angeles' Bar Cuckoo, an upscale cocktail bar in Venice. It's made with cheese fondue, French onion marmalade, and a swanky sausage with spicy mustard and pepperoncini or something like that for $25. That's like $32 Canadian. Holy cow. I don't think so. I'm a size guy. Like, I don't mind paying big dollars for a hot dog, but that thing for $25, it's got to be like a 6-footer, I'm thinking. See, this is what I'm talking about. And this is in Las Vegas. And look at that's Gordon Ramsay's. And this comes in at third. It's the Bloody Mary dog found at the Gordon Ramsay Burger Establishment in Las Vegas. It's a foot-long dog wrapped in bacon, and it's covered with Bloody Mary ketchup and relish, then topped with crispy onions. And I would pay the $26 just because it's Gordon Ramsay's. And then, ladies, you could say you've had Gordon Ramsay's. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. $27.50 boomstick dog at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. See, in Texas, everything is bigger. And if you're going to pay $28, which is about $36 Canadian, this hot dog is a monster. The boomstick dog is a 2-pound all-beef tip of the cap, the former Rangers slugger Nelson Cruz, who played for the team. This thing is huge. What's on it? The 2-pounder is covered in chili, melted cheese, caramelized onions, jalapeno peppers, and according to one baseball reporter who tried this Texas-sized monstrosity at the World Series, it weighs a whopping 3 pounds with all the fixings. And there is a brother. The boomstick dog has been accompanied by a $34 boomstick burger. It's a 2-foot-long Nolan Ryan hamburger patty topped with chili, nacho cheese, jalapenos, and crisp onion rings. Meant to serve 4 people or 1 Tyler. Yeah! Woo! And is this number one or is there? Yeah, this is the number one. The $29 hot dog at Misha, New York City. Yeah, this is a hootie tootie. Quentin Durhack, rich realtor hot dog. Nah, it's too rich for my blood. Too rich for my blood. But it's at a Michelin-starred restaurant in New York. The most expensive hot dog in the United States, served in New York. 9 inches, 80 ounces. It's a Misha dog with dry-aged pork and brisket housed in natural hog casing. The Misha dog is served on a potato bun with yellow mustard, green pickle relish, kimchi, chili crisp, and pimento cheese. I think of all of them, I'm going to go for the boomstick. I'll take the boomstick. 2 dozen, 3 dozen boomsticks for the Sunseekers, please. And if you can't take this down, then we can't be friends. We're all going for boomsticks in Texas. That's just the way it's got to be. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 locations to serve you. Savory pinwheels are here. They come in 2 delicious flavors. Roasted red pepper and Swiss and caramelized onion and Parmesan. They're only for a limited time. So slide on by and get 2 buttery, flaky, delicious pastries for your coffee break. The Savory Pinwheels. They're calling your name right now at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Nipawin, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And watch for the Smile Cookie campaign gearing up again for the end of the month. Alternative Choice Garden Center celebrating spring with their big social event, which is happening in April. I thought I had the date here. April the 25th. That is the big kickoff to spring planting season at Alternative. There's a candy bar. Your 2 tickets get you 2 signature cocktails. or mocktails to enjoy while you shop. The tickets are $5 for Grow Together members and $10 for non-members. And all ticket sales go to Bee City Brandon. April 25th, circling on the calendar. You did candy canes and cocktails. This is the Spring Garden Gala happening at Alternative Choice Garden Center. And at Natural Elements, the massage therapist has arrived. So if your back is bothering you, if you're in need of a massage, they have a registered massage therapist now at Natural Elements Brandon. Heather has arrived. Heather has landed. And Heather is part of quite the repertoire of services you can find at Natural Elements at 2940 Victoria Avenue. Inside the Natural Elements location, you will find float therapy. That's the Epsom salt tanks where you go in there, rest and relax. Feels like you're on another planet. They've got halotherapy where there's salt in the air that helps with breathing issues. They've got coaching, natural energy therapies. It's an entire wellness center. Stop by for a visit or just go to their website at floataway.ca. Again, that's floataway.ca, Natural Elements Brandon at 2940 Victoria Avenue.
You'll taste plate after plate of Southern flavor and unique Southern style. In fact, it's our own brand of Southern style that we do best. You'll find it in every last hand-sewn stitch. Don't worry about fitting in. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Oh, I'd like to go there too, Mama Sunday.
In Nashville,
you'll have a wicked party night in Nashville.
Sing your own tune. And
Mama Sunday, you and I will go. We'll throw some chairs off the rooftop balcony. Yeah. Flights direct from Winnipeg. Yeah. Thank you, flights direct from Winnipeg starting this fall. How exciting is that? They've also added flights to Ottawa and Montreal. I'm not so excited about that, but I thought Nashville was worthy of mention because it is on a lot of people's bucket lists. And as I'd mentioned earlier, a lot of country stars started their careers in Nashville. A lot of country stars throwing chairs off of rooftop bars in Nashville. As the economy continues to sputter along, I do have a good news story. And while if you are in the food business, you're doing quite well. Now, I'm not talking about restaurants. I'm talking about food. Now, food sales are doing very, very well. In fact, the big grocery chains are making record profits. If you're in the real estate game and housing game, business is very brisk and business is very good. This came out yesterday saying that, so you know what else is doing really, really good, especially when it comes to the American market, is travel and tourism. Travel and tourism is doing so well that they are eclipsing pre-pandemic levels in 2024. This from the World Travel Association, and we are the showboat, food, fun places in the mayhem of life. Now, this frustrates me a little bit because our economy is weak right now, and we should have Canadians joining the rest of the world out discovering the rest of the world, and that's not happening for us. Americans make up the vast majority of these travelers. Half of them are doing okay. The other half that aren't doing okay are just simply saying, screw it. They're charging it up. They're going. They're doing revenge travel. The truth be told is they're getting on planes and they're seeing the world, and tourist destinations around the globe are packed with people right now. Packed. The World Travel and Tourism Council is saying this year it will be a staggering, record-breaking $11.1 trillion in economic activity related to travel. I still think this is one part boomerang effect from COVID, is that people want, they have realized that how important travel is. And that's why it is one of the themes of our show, is that travel is one of those things where you meet new people, you experience new things, and it leads into the second theme of the show, which is food. And then you get to discover new food. You get to discover some new flavors. Maybe you bring some recipes home. Finding some happiness is finding a new place to explore, finding some new food to eat, and some new friends to make. So I thought that was a good news story. That leaves it right. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for being here. Always good to see you. Always good to have a chat. And we'll do it again tomorrow, okay? Feels good to have the eclipse behind us. I don't know about you. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Big good news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.